hello, hello, and welcome back to Bring Something to the Table. I'm your host, John, and joining me always is the very lovely...
Hello, people. Ashley here.
Ashley is here. Welcome back to the table.
You say that like I'm not supposed to be here.
I know. You surprise me every time when you show back
what?
Up. I'm just like, why is she still here?
What do you mean?
I usually run people off by now, so thank you.
You have so many friends you've had for years. I don't even want to hear that.
Why do you believe this? You have this image of me that I'm such a nice person, that I'm such a great person. When I tell you I have enemies, you don't believe me.
Everybody has enemies.
I'm always watching my back.
But I don't know. It's hard for me to see you having an enemy.
I know, because I'm awesome. Slightly cocky.
Slightly.
But no. I you know, I joke around a lot, if people didn't know that by now. Sometimes at the wrong times. But I don't have any enemies.
So that makes you have an enemy?
No, I'm just saying. I was joking about saying that I don't. You know, shut up. Okay. We're done. now I'm confused and it's gone too long. Mm. And, you know, it's okay, though. How have you been? How's your week been?
You know, I worked today, but it was a better day than last time.
Okay.
When we were recording last time, I had a bad day. But
you did have a bad day.
You know, I slipped and fell and...
That just ruined everything for you. You hated everybody.
And then the ducks were after me. And
I did text you earlier. I was like, hey, watch out for those ducks.
Yeah, they were nowhere to be seen.
I walk out every morning and there's one on the fence at the dog park. Mm-hmm. Every morning just standing on the fence.
Waiting for you?
It's kind of like the whole rooster thing. Like, you know, you would see like a rooster doing this little crow. Mm-hmm. Break of dawn. No, it's just the duck always on the fence line for some reason.
Waiting for you.
It's only the one, though. I don't see any other ducks do it, so it kind of freaks me out a little bit. I'm just like, oh, hey.
He's greeting you.
Hey, Mr. Duck. Well, I'm glad you had a better week.
Yeah, it was pretty nice. You know? Well, today, you know, it wasn't freezing in there. It wasn't 57 degrees like last time either.
We did have to start off with a cold morning here in Florida.
It's supposed to get in the 40s, I think, tonight.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't like this.
Got to bring in the plants.
We live in Florida. Why we got to deal with this? Do you like the cold at all, or
it
just depends?
Yeah, I like the I like how the cold air feels crisp and fresh.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not a cold person. I don't like cold.
Gotcha.
If I can layer well enough, I'm fine. But if I'm cold, I'm miserable.
Good to know. I'm sorry about all the times I've kept it cold in here.
Yeah, it's been frigid in here sometimes.
That's my heart. yeah, I guess I'm kind of a 50-50 person. It really just depends. Because when I went to Canada, they had this weather where they're like, oh my gosh, it's going to be blah, 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 whatever, Celsius, whatever they told me. And so I was like, I bought all these big layers.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I got to have to bundle up when I go to Canada. Man, it was like the perfect temperature. Like,
was
it was kind of cool. It was like so refreshing. I put my shorts on and
what?
I was just like, it was great. It was
Did you go in summer or winter?
There was snow. I guess it wasn't their winter officially. Mm. There was a little bit of snow here and there, but no, it felt great. I was just like, this is nice. Like I was so like, I was hot at one point, like in the morning, obviously it's a little cooler in the morning.
Yeah.
But by the afternoon, I was like, I'm so mad I bought all these jeans. Like I was like, I have one pair of shorts that I kept recycling because I was like, oh, it's so hot outside. But
well, you know, I bet they don't have the humidity like Florida does. Florida, yeah. And when it gets cold, it's almost like this heavy...
It's wet.
Yeah, heavy, wet,
yeah.
Cold.
And it's saying when it's hot, it's cold. We have this weird wet dampness for both. It's weird.
Yeah.
I don't like it at all.
Yeah, and it's like extremely humid and muggy when it's hot. And then when it's cold, our weather here is weird.
Canada felt like, have you ever had a peppermint in your mouth and then you drunk some water?
Yeah.
That's what Canada feels like. If that helps you picture how
okay,
I felt when
okay.
I got to Canada, it was like I was breathing for the first time. I was my gosh.
I get behind that.
Yeah, dude. I was just like inhaling everything. It was great. Florida smelled bad when I came back to Florida on the plane. I was not happy leaving my Canadian air to come back to Florida. I was like,
You know, it's so funny. You know, I wonder what our air smells like to people. Because now that you said it, because I, when I took that vacation with me and my mom up to North Carolina recently, it smelled good up there. See? I don't know if it was like, because nothing was blooming. It was colder. Well, I mean, something probably was blooming, but I don't know if it was like a weed or something, but it, the air just smelled so nice up there.
You guys are in the woods, weren't you?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, see, it's that nature, man.
Yeah.
You got to get out there. You got to get to Canada. We got to get you to Canada.
I want
to
go to Canada
sometime. It was just amazing, like mind-blowing amazing. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm overhyping Canada, and I hate when I do that because people are like, Canada's not as cool as you said it was.
I did tell you that you've got some good lines in your astrology chart up in Canada.
You are absolutely right. I believe you.
I did some follow-up research on it, and you have some of the best lines up there.
Oh, yeah. Snap. All right. Well, if anybody wants to go to Canada, wants to pay my way, invite me up, you know.
There you go.
I don't know what you're talking about. I can fit right in. But what are we bringing to the table tonight? Let's get back to the episode.
All right. Well, you know, the past few episodes, we've been mentioning aliens. Uh-oh!
Oh, I'm full of surprises. I'm full of surprises over here. You have said the magic word.
You know, now that I look back at what this look you were giving me, like he was so waiting for it.
Dude, I was baiting you hard. I was like, I hope she runs with it. But I was like, and then she has to say the A word. Because I was like, as soon as you said aliens, I had to cue the theme music.
Well, you're lucky that I said that because I was about to go back and do another story about the past episode we did. But anyway.
I'm sorry. I had to.
But I was like, I'll do that later.
You know, I know how you like my breaking news music so
much.
Yeah,
that was pretty sweet.
I wanted to come back with something else to get you excited. So
I like it. I was not expecting
I'm
that.
I'm glad. I don't know how I'm going to top it, but.
So aliens.
Yeah, we keep bringing them up somehow.
I know. So might as well just do our episode on it.
Why not? Let's just put them all on the table.
Exactly.
ET, everybody. Bring them out. Is there any other really famous, well-known aliens that comes to your mind? Like, say, like TV-wise, not like real, because we get into J-Rod later. But I'm talking about...
I forgot about J-Rod.
Oh, he is a famous alien. He's real. But like ET is the first thing I think of when somebody says alien for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't really think of any other big movie.
Aliens?
Just the movie itself, huh?
Yeah.
I guess you're right. I didn't even think about that.
ET, aliens.
I don't know. We obviously talk a lot about, at least I bring up aliens and stuff. I've always been fascinated with the whole, you know, is there anything else out there? You know, Area 51. I think I have DVDs about aliens and I'm very nerdy, I guess, when it comes to the whole alien thing. I named a whole laser tag arena
Area 51. I remember 51. That.
And everyone's like, why Area 51? I got so much, like, you know, backlash from it in the beginning.
You know, I think I meant to ask back then. And even recently, where did it even come from, Area 51, for laser tag?
Area 51 was a vision to get away from, because we were pirate theme. I think we were still in the pirate theme. And then we were trying to figure out something different for laser tag. And I just happened to be watching like Men in Black or something. I think I was at home. And obviously, aliens, Men in Black, there's a whole nother, you know, thing there. And so I was just like, man, this would be really cool if we can pull this off and laser tag. And then, you know, we talked about doing skits and like being these fake characters. So then we had our doctors.
We did that.
We had our doctors and scientists and agents. And it was just something that I was always fascinated with. And I was like, lasers go perfectly with anything sci-fi. So I was just like, it would be an easy transition, you know, to go from pirates to... Because you know what? When you have a sequel to something and you don't know where to go, you just tend to go to space. It's like, oh, we're going to do this movie, Leprechaun 1, and then Leprechaun 2, and we're out of ideas. Leprechaun 3, he's in space. You know, it's just like you run out of ideas. Take him to space. That's how I feel like people go. And
you know why?
Why is that?
Because space is infinite.
There you go. There you go. I like that. But yeah, it was just one of my crazy ideas, and it just happened to stick. And they gave me a little bit of money, and they said, yeah, run with it. And I think we pitched it to everybody. I don't know if you remember the initial idea of pitching. We all had all the managers come in and go through the run-through of how Area 51 was going to work. So
I think I came in after that.
Probably. You might have been.
Because I think you guys had already just started it.
Oh, okay, yeah. So maybe, yeah, I guess I thought you were there from the beginning.
No, because when I got there, we were doing the skits and stuff already.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, my bad. But yeah, it was very nerve-wracking getting that in front of all the managers to go through it. So.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. Even Hank. So.
Anyone listening who's ever been to Adventure Landing, are they still doing that?
Laser tag?
Yeah.
Yeah, they still do laser tag. It ain't Area 51. Area 51's been gone for a long time.
Oh, has it?
Yeah, it's just kind of like a weird techno, back to neon paint everywhere thing. There's no real theming to it.
Oh, gotcha.
And there's no skits, obviously. That kind of died with us. But
that
we
was fun.
We were trying to be more like Disney. I think that's what we were going for. We made laser tag last a little bit longer. Because if anybody's ever been to a family fun center, there's usually laser tag or putt-putt or something like that. And we always had this pirate, like, intro video back in the day that kind of like, "Army mateys, are you ready for your laser tag adventure?" And I was like, we can do that live every time.
Yeah.
My genius idea of trying to be like Disney. So, yeah, I've always kind of been obsessed with the whole Area 51 thing. And, you know, I've never seen any aliens, per se.
What do you mean, per se?
But
have you seen any UFOs?
I mean, I've had experiences with like paranormal stuff. But
well, what kind of paranormal
never,
stuff? Like ghosts?
I feel like more ghost related, or maybe it could have been my mind playing tricks on me. Who knows?
Gotcha.
But I've never actually seen a UFO or anything, or no silver creature walking across me like, "Hey, what up, homie?" You know. But when you hear like aliens and about UFO stuff, how do you feel about those type of people?
What do you mean, those us?
Okay. How do you feel about us?
Well, you know, I never, when I was younger, I mean, I never was like against the idea of aliens, you know, because I've always been very open-minded about it because space is so vast. Mm-hmm. How could there not be some other intelligent beings out there? But I was never, when I was younger, I was never really into it or really thought about it. And then slowly, as I got older, my mind, you know, changed and evolved and became more open to it. And somehow, my brother used to watch Ancient Aliens.
Okay.
And I remember when I first saw Ancient Aliens, I was so offended. I was like, what do you mean the pyramids were built by an alien race that came back in the time of Egypt, the ancient Egypt? I was so offended. But I was like, yeah, because I was an archaeologist. That was where my mindset was. I was like, you know, these are just, you know, I was like, the people back then just knew how to do things that we don't know how to do now. But it's, you know, it's a lost knowledge.
Okay.
But yeah, as I got older, and I don't even really know when my mind changed. I think it was like gradually over time, but yeah. I went back and started watching the Ancient Aliens show, and that just like spurred this, you know, I like research.
Oh, we do. We do.
So that just spurred so many, like, I bought like a set. There's this guy called Zachariah Sitchin. I don't know if you've ever heard of him.
Zachariah.
But he did like a 12-book series on his whole life's research on his interpretation of the Sumerian tablets.
Okay.
I don't know if you've seen Ancient Aliens. So I'm sure you've heard of them talking about the Anunnaki.
That sounds really familiar.
No? Okay, anyway, so I'll just keep going.
You're fine.
But anyway, so
her brain works different than mine. She remembers way more than I do.
Well, I was very fascinated by this guy's theory, and he did all this. His whole life was based on interpreting the Sumerian tablets, and he has this whole hypothesis from his interpretation and understanding of the Sumerian tablets about ancient aliens.
Okay.
So, of course, you know, and then, you know, one book leads to another, leads to another, leads to another. So, yeah, I told you, I'm waiting for the aliens.
And you just went down this huge rabbit hole.
Yes, but I was following the white rabbit.
The white rabbit? Matrix reference? Yep. What do you know about the white rabbit?
Not enough.
Yeah, there were some good memes that came from Ancient Alien, though.
Oh, yeah?
The memes of the dude talking. You know what I'm talking about? The guy that they were always interviewing?
The guy with the hair?
Yeah, the guy with the hair. So there were so many memes copied off of him because he would be like, you know, aliens, or you would just have to look them up.
Oh, you're right,
You'll see him. But I mean, this whole alien thing goes way back before, you know, obviously, yes, like you're saying, the pyramids and everything. I remember, I don't know which documentary I was watching, but they were talking about three different civilizations completely on separate parts of the world, mm-hmm. but they all had the same hieroglyphic of this bird-like thing coming from the sky. And they're just like, why would how would they even know about the same kind of hieroglyphic? They all drew the same thing, slight variations of it, though. And I wish I can remember what I was watching. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Well, there's so many ancient cultures that have a lot of the same
beliefs.
Yeah, gods. Beliefs or things that are, or like the almost every culture has a flood myth. You know how we have like our, you know, Christianity has Noah and the Ark and all that. Yeah. The Sumerians, they had their own creation story, but their own flood story like that. So did the natives down in South America, North America. I mean, pretty much anywhere, they all share something or another. So I think there's definitely a missing story
out there somewhere,
way back in our human existence.
I feel like the pyramids are spaceships. hear me out.
Okay.
So the pyramids are spaceships. They crash landed here. You know, obviously they say people built them. I get it. Anybody can say anything. But I feel like one day them things going to start rotating. We go look up in the sky and I ain't going to be shocked about it. And I know I sound crazy. Ashley thinks I'm crazy. She's looking at me with the side eye. She's like, what are you talking about, Jay?
No, I think I'd have to disagree with you on that.
Go for it.
just because I've heard different theories and people backing up that at least the Great Pyramid itself, not the other two.
Yeah.
But the Great Pyramid, they're saying they think it was a type of machine. Or something, not really a machine, but like a power plant of some sort.
Okay.
And they say that Nikola Tesla knew a little bit of the secrets of the pyramid, and that's how he got his whole invention of free energy and his tower thing that he built and things like that.
You are so smart. You know
that? What do you mean? This is stuff that I'm just interested in.
That is insane. Like, I can say I'm interested in the whole alien things, as obviously I'll mention some alien stuff, and I've watched Ancient Aliens, and I have some weird DVD documentaries and stuff in my room, and then I'll be like, yeah, and then Ashley will come around, she's like, well, you know, I did this essay and this 20-paper summary kind of explaining blah, blah, blah's theory, and I'm just like, I just got a couple of DVDs in the back, and I got this one theory.
Well, the thing with the Great Pyramid is, The guy that he was talking about it, he said the way that the shafts were built and just how things were... Well, first of all, there's absolutely no Egyptian scripture, not scripture, but hieroglyphs in the Great Pyramid.
Okay.
And the supposed burial chambers, there was never any mummies ever found there. So this is the only pyramid that is different from all the other pyramids that they found that are actual burial pyramids. And, I mean, all of it just doesn't make... Like, if you look at... The guy was... I don't know. I'll have to try and find the link to it because...
Please do.
It may... I don't know what he thought it could do other than maybe... I don't know. I think generating energy of some sort or something... But, oh, and fascinating, also, the guy was saying that if you take the, I don't know if it's like the height and the perimeter and the diameter, I don't really know all that mathematic, you know, stuff that he was talking about, but it gives you the same circumference as the Earth itself.
Huh.
So that's why he was also saying that he thought it tapped into like the Earth energies or something. It was very fascinating.
It is very fascinating.
Yeah.
So typically when people say they believe in aliens and stuff like that, and they obviously they're more into this type of thing. It ain't for everybody. Why do you think it's always the most craziest looking people that is like...
Are you saying I'm crazy looking?
No. You are weird looking, but not in that type of way.
I'm weird looking. I'm unique. I like
you
it.
You are,
okay,
yeah,
thank
tiny
you.
Glasses.
It's got to fit my face.
I get it. I
got
get
a
it.
Small face and a superdome.
But I feel like they always find the most strangest people that are just seems like they're one screw short of... And, you know, they're just... Something not tight. It's not tight, you know? They're a little off.
You're not making us look good.
I know. Look, that's what I'm saying. I want people to know there's people like us that are very, you know, we have a different way of thinking. We're not running around every day with I believe in alien t-shirts on, and we're not sitting in
foil hats.
Exactly. You know, but you see all these people they do interviews with. I was abducted 3 times and they touched me in my butt. And now, you know, you're not seeing these interviews and they're just like, yeah, you know, they took me and they took my dad and they brought us back and my sister ain't been the same ever since. Like, you know, I was like, I feel like they only show, you don't see nobody like now these days is different. Because now you have, like, CNN talking about a lot of the, like, space stuff and alien potential, like, UFO stuff, where they're posting things about people actually seeing things. And these people seem normal. They're not, like, you know, tinfoil hat people. Nothing against you guys. Nothing against you if you're listening to this. But it seems like these are, like, just normal, everyday people. One guy's a lawyer. Another guy's a doctor. Somebody was a teacher. You know, they just seem like normal people. It's like the other dude that they talked to sold whatever trinkets on the corner and, like, you know, got arrested for peeing in a park one time. So,
okay, I have to look this up real quick, but that reminds me. I was reading an article this morning. Speaking of normal people,
yes, I like to talk about normal people.
The article was a Harvard astrophysicist.
Ooh, okay.
And do you remember that interstellar object that came through our solar system a couple years ago, 2017.
It looked like an asteroid.
They said it was like cigar-shaped.
Yeah, it was like long, kind of skinnier.
Yeah. Yeah, he wrote a paper, and he recently, I think he's also got a book out now.
Okay.
I'm trying to find his name.
They were trying to say that was a UFO, weren't they?
Well, he was.
Yeah.
Got so many screenshots of things. We're talking about COVID here.
Yeah, this was... I'm thinking if you're talking about what I'm looking at in my notes.
Oh.
This is back in 2015?
I think it was...
Oh, this was sooner.
I think it was... I don't know. I think it was 17. But
okay.
Anyway, it was... I am definitely going to say his name wrong.
Go for it.
Avi... Loeb.
Okay.
Loeb, the chair of Harvard's astronomy department. But I think he's also in the astrophysicist.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, go ahead.
But yeah, his thing was there were so many things that were odd about it. Like most of the scientific community was saying that it was not an asteroid, but a comet.
Mm-hmm.
But it never had a tail like comets have, and it never had ice on it or something. So then there was this other theory floating around that it was completely hydrogen. I think it was hydrogen dense. But that still didn't, what did they say about that? That one he said didn't make sense either, because if it was from a, well, obviously because it was.
Or who are you waving at over there?
It's helping me think.
Oh, okay. She's waving and punching the air.
Right.
I was very confused. I thought they took over her body. I thought they got her. I was about to, you know, knock her out real quick just to preserve her. Not to really have any real violence, but if she's going to start getting taken over because we're talking about this, I'm going to have to take her out before she takes me out.
You don't want to hear what the aliens have to say?
It ain't going to be nothing nice. They're going to be like, you guys are a bunch of idiots. We've You're been right. watching you for years, and we're not happy.
You're right.
We're taking our technology back. You never learn how to teleport, JY. We're taking back teleportation, and we're going back to Planet Gordorpador.
You and that one. But anyway, because it was from out of our, you know, it was interstellar or whatever they said. Anyway, there was no way it could have survived its trek. Because if it was this hydrogen dense, or I think it's hydrogen, don't quote me, it would have broken up a long time ago or disintegrated or something. And then the other strange thing that he was saying was that it was the way it was moving, like it was moving slow.
Yeah.
And oh, and he said that it rotated. It rotated every 8 hours or something, which was not normal for like a asteroid or a comet or something. It was just a certain way that it rotated was really weird. And then as it was leaving past us, it sped up.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I think we're talking about the same thing because I have an article here, but it's from a guy named Jason Wright, I guess from Penn State, also did like his own theory about it. And he's very similar to what you're saying about how it doesn't make any sense, you know, the whole, you know, the rotating thing. But
I think the quote unquote comet was, it was a Hawaiian word called, it was like Oumuamua, I think. If that's what he's talking about. That's the one I'm talking about.
Okay, there is some mention of Hawaiian in this article as well.
All right, so maybe that's probably what it was.
Yeah, maybe the same thing. But I guess he's also talking about in here how they started getting radio signals from outer space and they didn't know where they were coming from. So I don't know if you got that in your article.
I know that I think they're still getting radio signals. They're getting radio. Well, the most recent one that I've heard of, I can't remember what planet it was coming from. Let me see if I can.
So basically, what we're just trying to educate people with today, what we bring it to the table, is that we had 2020. A lot of things went down. And we got 2021 right now, which is really just 2020 wearing a mustache. So anything can still happen. I think, you know, we got this countdown timer for them to disclose any information from the government.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's 180 days. Now, did you hear that apparently the CIA has already given over supposedly like their documents about it?
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's supposed to be on this website called the Black Vault.
Ooh.
Which I guess this website's been around for a long time with tons of like UFO phenomenon stuff or something. But,
oh, okay.
I haven't looked through any of it yet.
Interesting. You're going to see me in there. You're going to be like, wait a minute, JY, you got some explaining to do. And then I'm going to phase away.
Okay, so the recent radio signals are coming from Ganymede. Ganymede?
Ganymede. Sounds like a drink.
Ganymede.
Delicious.
But anyway, how do we even get on the topic of this? Oh, yeah, because we're talking about... normal people, but anyway,
normal people versus the crazies.
Yeah, so that was a Harvard professor.
Yeah, that's insane.
And whoever that guy was in your article,
Jason Wright from Penn State.
And then, and then from Ancient Aliens, I watched this lady on. She's got a YouTube channel and she goes live like every week or so. She's always talking about. But she's a journalist, and when she first started her career, she was really not interviewing, she was investigating have you heard of the cow mutilations?
Yeah, who hasn't heard about the cow mutilations?
But that was her big thing, and then she's like branched out from there, and she's really into like to investigating aliens and stuff like that. And actually on her YouTube channel is where I heard about the most recent UFO sighting in Hawaii, which was they said it was like a long blue colored something or another that fell into the water. And then there was another white object that came after it and followed it.
Into the water?
Yeah.
Did they have video of this one, or was it just people
There was a video of the blue object, and it looks kind of like a worm. in the sky.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't know that there's a full clip of it. Gotcha. But I haven't really looked that much into it.
But you said this was in Hawaii?
Yeah, I was recently in Hawaii.
And Hawaii is nice. If I want to see some alien stuff, that is a... I'll be okay with that. I feel like you're farther enough out in the water, like you're going to see something weird.
Yeah.
You know, where that Bermuda Triangle at? Where is that located?
We're closer to the Bermuda Triangle than Hawaii is. They're on opposite sides.
Can we go to the Bermuda Triangle is what I'm getting at.
But yeah. Yeah. And I don't know. I don't think it's that far-fetched to me.
Yeah.
And honestly, there's a lot of indigenous cultures that believe in what they call star nations and the star people. And so, I mean, they've got their culture and history in it. And actually, it was on Ancient Aliens that I saw this.
Okay. Okay.
There is a, there's an African tribe called the Dogon, I think. And they were a very primitive, well, not really primitive, but they were very remote tribe. And they, when people were, I guess, trying to learn their history and their culture and things like that, they were telling the people that they knew about this one star. I think it's called Sirius B.
Nice name.
Well, there's Sirius A and there's Sirius B. And it, I think, I forget what constellation it's in. But anyway, they knew about Sirius B long before anyone ever found it.
Okay.
And so people are like, well, how did they know it was there? You know, when supposedly Western society or like the more advanced societies, whatever, found it. It's like, how did they know about it?
They planned it. Where is it? Is it Antarctica where we can't go? Okay, can you go to Antarctica? What's the place up there can't nobody get to?
I think you can go to Antarctica, but...
Like, I think you can go, but it's like a small portion that you can only go to, but you can't just go to Antarctica. Like, there's some weird treaty where all these countries and everybody just agreed not to go to Antarctica. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, the lady that I was just telling you about, the journalist, she's done a whole bunch of research, and supposedly there's a pyramid in Antarctica.
That's what I'm saying. That's where all the aliens at right now.
Well,
they in Antarctica chilling.
And also, when the ice has started melting down there, people have seen Google Earth images where it looks like underneath there is vast buried. Like civilization or something. So
I feel like a lot there's something about Antarctica we need to follow up on.
Well, supposedly there's a pyramid down there.
Because I just know a lot of people agree not to go to Antarctica and do anything stupid. Like a lot of countries, and they're just like, yeah, we cool. Ain't nobody going to Antarctica. Why would everybody agree to it at the same, you know? I feel like.
Well, all right, this lady, if you want to look her up, her name is Linda Moulton Howe.
Linda Moulton Howe.
And last name is spelled H-O-W-E. But she's, the research that she's done in Antarctica, she said that you can't go past a certain point. So she can't go research, like, for herself these places.
Which is weird to me. Actually, that's where they are. I'm telling you, that's where they are. Antarctica is off limits for a reason. They hiding something. So we going.
Maybe.
We go.
Maybe.
We got to get past the border. You think there's like a guard post there? Where is this, like, if you try to go to a certain part, you think they'll just...
I mean, I don't know, but...
Beam you up?
Right. But supposedly, and I mean, I don't know if this is getting to conspiracy theories, but...
Probably is, but go for it. We're already here.
But supposedly, the Nazis had a base in Antarctica, and they were doing research there. Yeah, that was on Ancient Aliens, too.
I don't remember that.
You need to go back and watch those.
I do. I mean, I just want to set the record straight. I watch Ancient Aliens a lot late at night, like before bed.
Gotcha.
Probably not the best thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure I could have possibly fallen asleep on some parts and didn't go back.
Well, supposedly, and I haven't really looked into the research myself, but there was the United States, I think, sent military down there. And there was this whole something or another that happened down there. But there's not a lot of information on it.
Well, guys, it seems like it's another unsolved mystery.
Right?
You know what that means. You just never know. You just never know.
You're right.
If somehow somebody's intercepting this message on another planet or in a secret government agency and they want to hire us to come work for you, we'd be on a research team. We can be on a Lolo. Just let us know. Reach out to us. Ashley's game. She wants to travel anyway.
That's right.
You know, and I'll just tag along no matter what she do.
Well, we need to be specific about what we'd actually be doing. So.
Oh, yeah. You can't make our families disappear or anything either.
Right.
To try to hide about what we're doing.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. You got any other alien facts before we get out of here? You want to go to your handy dandy.
Let me consult my notebook that I thought I lost. Yeah, 180 days, then we get our disclosure.
Do you think they're actually going to be I know you said they had kind of already been posting stuff, but do you think they're going to actually be like, okay, this is what we have, or it's going to be so boring, like, yeah, we saw flashing lights on December 12, 1984, and that's it.
I don't know. I mean,
Everybody's fascinated with this stuff. I mean, Area 51's been so insanely rumored. You know, you got all your Roswell stuff.
I mean, we were going to storm it, right?
apparently, you can't. That's the one place people draw the line. But yeah, a lot of people were out there. I guess I don't even know how that even played out.
I think people showed up, but they just didn't do anything.
And I heard something about some people just forgot. Like there was a whole big group of people that just forgot to put it on their calendar, but they were still. And then they all realized, they're like, wait a minute, weren't we supposed to do something?
No, like, I think what had happened
memory
was...
Memory loss. They got flashy thingy.
Oh,
that's
you're
all I'm
right.
saying. This is where this is going to.
They really are Men in Black.
I feel like there was a huge group that just all of a sudden, like, wait a minute, what were we doing?
Yeah.
They got flashy thingy.
I mean, I don't know what all the secrecy is. I mean, obviously some, you know, it's some people, I don't know that some people could deal with it.
But. Yeah, look, at this point, do we even want to know? Like, if there's something...
Why not?
I get us. We can handle it. But I'm just saying, for certain people, I'm just like, should we just tell... Why do... Maybe I don't want everybody to know. Maybe I just want to know for myself. Because I feel like people will do crazy things. And I might not go on a storm Area 51 with them. That's all I'm saying. But at the same time, I want to know what's going on. I want to...
I know.
If there's some technology out there, I'm just like, yo, this can help us out. You know, anything. I don't know.
Listen, they won't even give us the technology that we've had for generations, like Nikola Tesla stuff. Free energy.
I mean...
Free energy.
You can't have anything free. I'm just saying, they got to make money somehow. Big corporations.
That's what's wrong with the world.
Did something just happen where now, I guess energy companies had like a monopoly on everything or whatever, but now they're opening it up for people to get like smaller companies to get involved. I don't know. I got to stop listening to stories online. I just see glimpses of stuff and I never read the whole thing. I'm just like, oh, cool. Energy can now be bought like stock market. I don't know. It's just something weird.
Big corporations are the problem, I think.
Ooh, you're going after corporate America now? I ain't ready for that, Ashley.
Big corporations.
I can't
you know,
take
on. The elite 1%, the Rockefellers and
the Illuminatis.
The cabal. That could be a whole nother episode.
Man, she's going to get us hit for real. She's going after some high rollers. I can't handle that.
Right.
They're going to censor everything we say.
They're already censoring us. What was that?
Okay. See? They coming for us.
That had to have been a vehicle.
In the woods?
Maybe it echoed.
Look, she's making up stories. As soon as she started talking all that crazy talk, there was a whole weird vibration in the back of my apartment where there's woods at. I'm just saying. Ashley gonna get us caught up.
It was a vehicle.
Why can't we just believe it was something more?
Listen, I have always wanted to see a UFO. I've never seen it. However.
You're not trying hard enough.
What do you mean?
You're not. You ain't stargazing enough.
Neither are you, apparently.
You don't know what I'm doing. you
You're
go?
Right, I don't. I don't want to know.
Wow. It ain't bad.
But I have, okay. So when me and my mom were going on our vacation, We were going to drive all day. So we were going up to North Carolina. It's like a 10 to 12 hour drive where we were going. Mm-hmm. And we got up at like 3:30 in the morning or something. We left at 4 or something crazy like that. And I was looking up at the moon, and the moon was so pretty and the sky was so clear. I was like, I have to take a picture. Okay. So I took a picture, and then I was like, I'm going to take another one because I don't really like that one. So I ended up taking 2 or 3 pictures. I can't remember. And I zoomed in after I took the picture to you know, really look at my picture, my beautiful mm-hmm. picture. And there was an object in it. And it's a funky looking object.
In your photo?
Yes.
In the moon?
Right beneath the moon.
Oh, okay.
And in one photo, it's further away. And then in another photo, it's right under the moon.
Did you send this to me?
No.
Rude.
Do you want to look at it?
Why would you hold this to yourself?
Because I just thought of it after I said I've never seen one.
This is, you know.
But, you know, I got thinking about that earlier after we were watching some of our shows on YouTube. I was like, okay, so this guy, okay, so we were watching this YouTube video about this guy in Australia, and he's in this really remote town or something, and
it's like he's wearing his dad's business suit. It's just awkward, dude. Go ahead.
But anyway, I think he said there's only like 500 people or something in this town.
Yeah, very small town.
And so I was like, okay, well, maybe, because he said it's really dark, you can really see mm-hmm. the sky. I was like, well, maybe that's why we can't see anything here in Jacksonville, you know, because we have so much city light.
We don't
light.
Have enough places we can go and just...
Yeah.
St. Augustine, maybe? Mm-hmm. Or is it still too bright?
It's still too bright. I think mm-hmm. maybe in between some, you know, maybe on A1A or something out of the water. Yeah. But yeah, that night that I took that picture, it was really dark, but the sky was really clear and the moon was really bright. So I may or may not have captured something. I don't know. I mean, we can post it and let people see.
Just clean that smudge off your lens. And yeah, I can't say that I've ever seen anything. So, I mean, you're right, though. I'm not looking. Maybe a lot of us. You know what? I think that's half of it. We ain't just paying attention. There's a lot of other stuff going on. How often do you just look up?
I look up at the sky all the time.
Okay, see, you're the 1%. This is what I'm talking about. Every time I'm trying to make a point how we're so focused on looking one direction, we need to be looking at the whole picture. She's going to be like, I look up all the time.
I do.
You messed up my whole closing statement.
You know, I'm studying astrology. I'm always looking up at the sky.
You don't count then.
Which, but, speaking of astrology, side note, tomorrow,
here we go,
there is a strong astronomical clash between obviously these planets aren't colliding, but they're making an aspect in the sky
uh-huh.
where these energies are going to mm-hmm. be really clashing
mm-hmm.
and why are you looking at me like that?
Because I was trying to talk to you on Facebook about this a few days ago.
Were you?
But go ahead, continue.
Which, another side note, I have not been on Facebook in like a week or so.
That's fine.
I am trying.
But I actually did see that. I was like really excited when I saw that. I was like, Ashley would love this. And that's why. Yeah. But go ahead.
I'm detoxing.
You're absolutely fine. So these planets are going to do this weird triangle dance.
Yeah. So it's Jupiter and I'm going to call it Uranus.
Okay. Play it safe, Ashley. Play it safe.
But yeah, so these energies are going to be clashing and we may have already felt some of it, you know, after the incident at the Capitol, but the peak of the energy is going to be tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, because it's like when people say that these energies clash or work together, it's not just one day. It's like, it's almost like a bell curve. You know, you have your energy, you know, that builds as it's leading up to when these energies come together, and then it, you know, goes down slightly.
So I might get my superpowers tomorrow.
Sure, why not?
Oh, you're gonna be so jealous. You're gonna be so jealous.
But yeah, supposedly a lot of astrologers are saying it's kind of setting the tone for 2021, which is kind of a kind of like a rebellion mindset and embracing change.
Interesting.
Yeah. So
astrologers, huh? They know what's up. All right. Well, we'll see.
I think we should be paying more attention to astrologers than what we give them credit for.
I ain't saying nothing. I'm learning as you tell me. I don't know a lot about.
Well,
that
if
stuff.
Anybody
you were supposed to be teaching me, and you just gave up on me.
I gave up on what?
Yeah, we haven't talked about that stuff in a while.
Well, I didn't think you were that interested, but if anyone is interested, I follow this. I really like her. She's got a YouTube channel. She's got her own little shop, and she has a tarot school that she teaches online. But anyway, her YouTube channel is called Bahati Life.
Oh, I bet she's a Bahati.
Stop it.
Bahati, hati, 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 hati.
She is very beautiful.
I know. name like Bahati. She did that on purpose.
It's not spelt like that, okay? Bahati. Which I actually think Bahati means something.
I'm sure it does.
But it's Bahati Life.
Okay.
Yeah. She's got a lot of interesting astrology intel, if anyone's interested.
Shout out to old Bahati Body.
Stop it.
Can't wait to go look her up later.
But,
I'll tell her you sent me, too. I'm going to be like,
okay.
Ashley sent me. And then I'm just going to, yaddy, 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 yaddy.
You're
going to see my comment. Watch.
If you do that.
Yeah. It's going to have the most likes, too. It's going to be great.
Oh, my gosh. You're killing me.
I won't do it.
She doesn't like that kind of stuff. I should say that.
Oh.
So you don't need to say.
She don't like jokes?
Not like that.
How you mean? That's not a bad joke.
She's talked about it multiple times. I guess a lot of people say stuff like that.
Really?
Well, not about Bahati, Hati, Hati.
Bahati,
but she doesn't. I guess people have asked her out on YouTube.
Oh, no,
in
that's
her
dumb. I would never ask somebody out on their social media platform. That's stupid.
You know,
I'm not going to shoot my shot to an influencer and be like, yo, if I'm not in your wheelhouse, I'm not in your wheelhouse. I don't like when people do that either. I'm over here trying to do a business or educate people. Don't come at me like, what up, girl? Let me see that Bahati, Hati, Hati, Hati. You know?
Well, that's why I'm saying don't do that.
No.
She doesn't like it.
You're right. I wasn't.
Don't disrespect her.
All right. I wasn't
going
to.
Don't objectify her.
I wasn't going to. Ashley makes me seem like a bad person. I didn't mean it in that way. I wasn't trying to holler at her.
I'm just looking out for her, okay?
All right. I'm going to tell her you sent me. Ashley said we should talk.
You better not.
Show me some stars and then
stop.
No, okay. Just trying to get things to line up.
Okay, so did I have anything left? No, that was pretty much.
I mean, we're pretty much at our new 1 hour mark. So these episodes were never supposed to be this long. They just tend to always, you know, we kind of feel it out at this point. So
I mean, you can't just have a 30-minute conversation of aliens.
No,
anyway.
I don't think you could. I mean, there's still some things that I know that I noted yesterday that I'm going to go back and look and I'll be like, like I forgot to talk about.
Where are your notes?
I mean, when I say notes, it's just me screenshotting and doing stuff on my phone.
Oh, well, did you look at your screenshots?
Well, sometimes like when you're talking and I'm talking, I get like I was trying to look it up on the computer, but I don't want to seem like I'm distracting you by not paying attention to you for trying to look at that. There's just a lot that goes on in my mind.
Well, do you want to check your notes real quick?
No, I don't want to check them.
Why?
Because I think...
You might have something interesting.
I ain't got nothing interesting. It's just going to be a Bahati, Hati, Hati.
Get out of here.
This is why she only sees me once a week.
Pretty much.
My nonsense. It's fine.
Yeah, I'm just saying, if aliens want to show up.
I mean, we'll reason with you. Like here, the only thing that you do see the movies and you see all the like aliens show up and immediately they try to take over. You know, you get that fear because of sci-fi has put that fear in you. So that's always going to be in the back of my head. Like, look, if you just want to kick it and chill, it's okay. You might be able to get our transitions and all our movies. Don't listen to those movies and don't believe in all that stuff. But it is going to always be a slight fear.
Well,
if anything happens, people are going to be like, Independence Day. You know, they're going to immediately.
I think it would be traumatizing for some people and it would be kind of scary for a lot of people because it's like, okay, you know, we're really not alone here in the universe.
Oh, no. A lot of people would be wrecked. And this is why I feel like so many things have been kept secret by the government. Because you have all these different religions and all these people have their different beliefs where they're just like, they're set in their one mind. So if you take that, what they've been believing their entire life, and you insert something at this late, like they're in their 40s or 50s, and you're trying to tell them that there's aliens, they might not be okay with that.
Do you know what, though? Which I find interesting. I don't know if it was like, it might have been a couple years ago, but the Pope of the Catholic Church came out in a statement and said that he would be...
Oh, we can't talk about the whole little boy thing on here.
Stop. I'm not talking about that.
Oh, okay. I didn't know where you were going with this. Continue.
We're talking about aliens.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh, John. I don't know where your mind is. No, he made a statement saying that he would be prepared to tell, or I don't know, lead his people into saying that we, you know, to incorporate you know, other beings of God's creation into the church, something like that.
Don't quote her on that.
Yeah, but it was something along
those
lines.
Close to it, yeah. No, that would be cool. I'm just saying, I just know there's going to be some people that are just going to be like, I don't want to say mind fucked. Look, I can we can say one curse word per episode. That's it.
Yeah, but you had one last episode.
Oh, yeah. It happens. But I feel like some people just wouldn't be able to handle it. And be like, no, this is no, we don't want to hear no.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. So. I mean, it would be very shocking. But, I mean, I don't know. Humans are dualistic. We can be really evil or we can be really good. I mean, so and there can be aliens that are like that or really good or really bad or both. Or
I guess you're right.
You know, so.
I guess you're right. We'll just have to wait and see. We got to.
Oh, did you hear that they're renaming the Space Force and the people that you've heard of the Space Force, right?
I know.
Okay, you were looking at me funny.
No, I was thinking about never mind. Go ahead.
Anyway, they're renaming the Space Force and they're going to call the people that are going to be in that military segment, the Guardians.
Really?
Yes.
See, I'll sign up for that. Oh, you want me to be a Guardian? That's straight out of a video game. I'm just saying.
But what are they guarding?
The Earth. We have a bubble force field shield that we're going to be putting up soon.
From what?
We got for them. The Guardians? Hell, sign me up. That sounds like something I want to do. I ain't never had
You're going to get a knock at the door.
Never
tomorrow.
Had a purpose in life or wanted to do anything besides be a guardian. You want me to be a guardian?
Listen, we're so behind the times. I already feel like we should be space traveling.
Oh, yeah. We don't do a lot with space. Yeah. I mean, like SpaceX, they trying to do their things now. And
You hear that Elon Musk is trying to, he wants to get 1 million people to Mars by 2030
That sounds about right. That sounds like some Elon. That's what I was thinking of Elon when you said what we're going to be calling the space, the Guardians. I started thinking immediately about Elon and all his.
But why does he want to get 1 million people to Mars by this date?
You got to start repopulating. You got to start preparing. That dude's a weirdly smart dude. I'm just saying.
I feel like he knows something.
He might know something. Somebody might be whispering in his ear like, we got to get out of here.
I mean, supposedly we are on the verge of the sixth mass extinction. So.
Well, you better be careful. I'm going to ride this one out, but I don't know about you. I got survival instincts.
I'm not going to Mars.
No, I'm not going to Mars either.
I love this planet.
Yeah, I'm going to hang out here. We're going to go out dancing. You know, just, you know, do your little Ashley dance. Like, just start.
Yeah,
exactly. That's how we going out, man.
We're not going out. We're saving this planet. You know, Elon Musk and his people are going to, they're going to run away.
You only got to worry about it when Elon gets on the ship.
That's true.
Right now, he does a lot of talking. We're going to get people there. We're going to do this. When you start seeing him board the ship, you know, you start looking at everybody like, Y'all see who's...
Y'all better start befriending some of those doomsday preppers.
Oh, man. There's so many bunkers, too. I thought about buying a bunker. There's a lot of abandoned ones out.
You can buy a bunker?
Hell yeah.
What?
You ain't watching the right documentary. You worried about ancient aliens. You got to be watching the bunker documentaries. But yeah, people are buying these bunkers and like decking them out. Like they're livable bunkers with like solar and like... water filtration systems, and they're deep, and there's like layers to them. I mean, we're gonna have to find some bunker stuff.
Wow.
But they're nice though. Like literally, they're so nice. I would live in a bunker. Obviously, I ain't got no windows in it, but they have like artificial sunlight in there and everything.
Wow.
So I'm just saying.
We might have to go tour one.
I think you can. I think there's one that you can rent out like an Airbnb.
No way.
I'm pretty sure. Like, I'm like 90% sure. I don't know.
That's kind of creepy. Maybe they'll trap you down there.
Maybe. What a way to go, though. I'm in there like,
no.
Come get me.
I have to have windows.
You start panicking?
Yeah. Right. I can't be in.
As I hit this button, everything shuts down. Gotcha, chick.
Oh, that's crazy.
But yeah, we'll look up bunker stuff later. Guys, this has been quite the episode.
Yes, and, it has.
You know, you're either with us or you're not. we heard it here first. We're not going to Mars. Me and Ashley are joining the Guardians for sure. And we're going to ride this one out. You know,
we're going to save the planet.
I guess so. I'm just.
We're saving the planet.
Give me my superpowers.
That's my New Year's resolution.
Look.
Saving the planet.
Things have been getting better. I'm not saying we should quarantine all the time, but once a year, we should have a quarantine month to keep all machines like from polluting the air. And like,
we should just switch to Nikola Tesla's free energy.
Well, we can't do
Listen, there's another guy on Ancient Aliens I watch.
Oh, here we go.
And he was also talking about this, some sort of this new invention that takes trash and converts it to something. And he was talking about how that could be a new, I don't know, frontier about for cleaning up the earth.
Yeah, I mean, there are people coming up with different ways. I think some other guy, because we drive forklifts at work, and I think they run off for propane or something like that. And he was telling us how there's this new clean energy source that all these big machines are switching over to, that they're not as bad as propane and all this other stuff. And I was like, I've never heard of any of this, sir. I don't know what you're talking about. But it sounded promising. I was just like, oh, okay, yeah, that's interesting. So
my mom told me, and I haven't looked this up, but I really want to. She told me that there's an invention where you can, it would be in place of roads. And they're basically like solar panels on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And your car can drive forever.
Ooh.
On this. And I'm like, well, why haven't we done this yet?
It takes time and money, and then ain't nobody, you know, it's a lot of, Tesla making tubes and stuff underground, he's going to be beaming people all over the place.
Listen.
I'm just not Tesla. Elon. I can't even say his name right now. Yeah, but he making tubes and stuff, potting people under Vegas right now.
I'm just saying, we are so, I mean, the aliens are probably, okay, the aliens are out there, and we are so uncivilized.
Yeah, we kind of messed up right now. Ain't nobody united. It's going to be a weird.
That's probably why they're just waiting. You know, like, you got to get your house in order before we're going to come over.
Yeah, you're right. We got to clean up the house. Operation cleanup. I mean, I'm not even going to get into it because we're past our hour mark.
Well, what we can say, maybe we'll do it.
No,
the
I was
going
to say we can talk. We need to talk about the ocean too, because there's a lot of stuff with the ocean. Like, we still don't know quite all the mysteries of the ocean. So,
mm-hmm.
And you know, the whole center of the earth thing doesn't exist. Like, there's, you know, it might not be as hot as people think it is. I don't know. People always say this, like, the earth is this ball of energy and all this other stuff, but it's technically not proven. We can't get there. We're just, what is it called? Hypothesizing? Is that a word?
Yeah, your hypothesis?
Yeah, I think they're just like coming to the conclusion like, oh, this is what the center of the earth is like, because nobody can actually get there. So they all just agreed on it. So I'm just saying there's a lot of stuff.
I don't think it's a hollow earth. I think that's what the hollow earth theory.
I don't know what theory I'm talking about. I'm just rambling at this point.
Yeah, it's a hollow earth theory. I don't think that's true, but there are spaces, and this, I mean, we could go do a whole other episode.
We're not going. All right.
We'll do another episode on that.
We'll come back and.
John's trying to rein me in.
I am.
I can just keep going.
That's fine. And it can be another episode, but we got to close this one out. So you just better chill. The music's on. We have to go when the music comes on.
But do we?
All right. Thank you for listening, guys.
Thank you, guys.
I apologize. This was so long. Thank you. Beat me up.